This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. World leaders are reacting to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny that would, according to his attorney, send him to prison for nearly 3 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a statement, said, quote, "We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and of peaceful assembly," end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying, quote, "The conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable." Britain's foreign minister called the ruling by a Russian court perverse. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned the coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. Authorities in Myanmar have filed charges against detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi for violating import-export laws. Italy's president, Sergio Mattarella, has given a mandate to former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi to form a new government, an official said Wednesday. Draghi will now have to hold talks with political parties to try and muster support in parliament for an administration that will be tasked with handling the twin coronavirus and economic crisis battering Italy. If you'd like more news on these or other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington via remote.